This is Short-Term Rental Management, the show that is all about short-term rental property management, with your host, yours truly, Luke Carl.
Welcome to Short-Term Rental Management, and today we are talking about AI. We've got a gentleman by the name of Shahar who has a company called Boom. To be honest, with all my gray hair, some of this stuff is a little over my head, but very interesting stuff. And if you're looking for a better way to communicate with guests and run your business, then this might be for you. And we will talk about the future of artificial intelligence and short-term rentals today on Short-Term Rental Management.
Did you know there's actually a company that will help you find and purchase your first or next short-term rental? The Short-Term Shop is the premier short-term rental acquisition company. They have a team of realtors with tons of experience, and most of them actually own their own properties as well. They are the best in the business and would be happy to help you with your next purchase. You can find them at theshorttermshop.com. Brokered by EXP. TheShortTermShop.com.
All right, we've got Shahar on the show today. He's an AI expert and has a background in vacation rentals and quite the story. So, Shahar, tell us how you got started in this whole thing. And he's got a wonderful company called Boom that we want to learn about today.
Hey, Luke. Pleasure being over here today. Hey, everyone. So, how did I get into the space? So I'm in real estate from 2008 as investor, as a broker. 2016, did a startup for real estate. When I did the startup for real estate, actually, a friend of mine came to me and told me, hey, you know what? The house that we got for my parents, I would like to change it to be an Airbnb. It was a $1.5 million transaction in Eastern Shore in Miami. And at the beginning, I told him, leave me alone. I'm doing a startup. I want to deal with my own stuff. But at the time, I was learning about the lean theory, meaning how can I get the most knowledge with the minimum efforts that I can do. So I told him, you know what, give me the night to sleep on it. And the day after, I came to him and I told him, you know what, I found a company, and I'm talking about the beginning of 2017, I found a company in Australia that can actually implement interior design on top of empty pictures. So I told him, let's take the picture of the house, advertise, like get the picture done by this company, and then create a fake listing, which is not really fake. It's just a furniture fake on Airbnb, see the reaction, take it from there. So we did that. And all of a sudden, we start getting a lot of reservation in. My wife, she was a designer. I asked her, you want to design a home? She said, yeah. And this is how it started. And then I had like a flip that I did that we changed to Airbnb, a multifamily. And long story short, we became managing like $150 million of properties as of today. And this is how I got into the space. Now, when I got into the space, I found a lot of lack of technology, meaning we used the PMS and all of that, but we found a lot of stuff that I didn't find solutions. So we started building our own technology on top of Guesty in order to give solution. We basically built a tech-enabled company up until a year ago that I decided to split the company into two. One that is the technology wing, which is Boom, and one's the management company, which is Design VR, which all of my time now I'm putting in basically in Boom.
Okay, so $150 million in properties. These were all in Miami?
Southeast Florida and west side of Florida.
It's so difficult to... The regulations there are really bad, are they not? As far as getting permits and things?
It depends how you're looking at it, right? So it is hard. It's harder than what it used to be, but that's the job.
Yeah.
Like regulation and all of that. So we do what need to be done.
So you had something like 100 units under management?
A little bit more, yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. And you still do with the management company?
Again, I'm the chairman of the board. I'm not involved in the day-to-day operation over there. But yeah, we definitely run Design VR.
Okay, and that's just a regular old vacation rental property management company.
We are not regular in nothing, my friend. But so we use a lot of technology. We introduce new product to the market. Also, we have a fund, syndication that we deployed around $40 million. On that matter, in Southeast Florida and Westside Florida as well. And we did a new product called the Destination Home, where you have your volleyball, soccer, basketball. And when a family is coming in, like I'm talking about 2 acre lots of like a house with all kind of amenities, that we create like a special vacation for people that are coming.
Okay, so these homes in South Florida, where who owns the home, and what did they buy it for cash flow specifically, or are they using it when they're not there, or what was the purpose of the purchase in most cases?
Investment to everything that we are doing, we are looking at the returns that we will do to the investor, meaning we're looking at the cap rate, we're looking at the cash on cash that this property will generate. And by that, we take decision. And by the way, Boom really helps with it, with the owner portal, understanding all of the task management, how they are connecting to your financial, and understanding your P&L and your return on your investment.
You're syndicating single family homes, basically.
Yes, that's
Okay.
part of the thing, yeah.
All right, cool. And so Boom is a software that sits on top of a property management software. Is that right? Can you explain to me what that does?
Yeah, so every PMS have its own pluses and minuses, right? One won't have like a good owner portal, one won't have like really, and also the functionality of PMS, it's really broad, meaning nobody tell me, okay, I have a PMS, what is actually giving me? In a way, you have the channel manager, you have like your pricing, your API connection to all of the system, but each PMS bring like different solution to the market. What we build is a modular solution that sit on top of your PMS. So we can basically make any PMS like a superstar as long as we have the API connection to it, because we have modular solution from owner portal to task management to guest portal to accounting to and basically all of the stuff. And on top of that, we're giving basically AI and like artificial intelligence abilities to your customer support, to your sales, and we're developing more and more like workforce and giving you business analysis in order to understand your KPI in your organization. So let's say I want to see who is my best cleaner, who is taking him the longer, analysis on review, how much time it's taking it to answer a chat, who is my best salesperson. So we're basically showing you all of that information in an easy way to look.
Oh, would be more geared towards somebody who's managing a lot of units, right? Like maybe not just necessarily like an owner operator.
So we're looking at it in two levels, right? Like one level is, yeah, bigger company that wanted to create a KPI to their organization and all of that. But we're trying to touch everybody. So when you're thinking about it, let's say you're an owner of one properties or two properties, and you sit to a dinner with your wife, and all of a sudden, like you start getting like, hey, where is the toilet paper? Hey, how can I turn on the TV? And all of that aspect. So we take also the artificial intelligence and we are creating a customer support to take the load away from you. So basically it will answer back to customers that are asking. And
So in other words, I could hire a VA to do this for me, or my cousin to do this for me, or I can have Boom do it for me.
100%. But like the only problem is when you have somebody is doing it for you, you need to pay. Not only that you need to pay much more money, you need to take care of him, you need to explain him, you need, so all of a sudden he's sick, he doesn't work 24/7. So there is a lot of other elements into it. He doesn't speak a lot of languages that we can speak in any language you want. There is a lot of other factors in, right? In order to fill up like 24/7
Okay.
position.
So, this is fascinating stuff. I can basically, instead of hiring somebody to handle the guest communication, I can put this software, API it with my management software, and it becomes basically a human, is what you're saying.
Yep, exactly better, actually.
And so how is it better than a human? I guess is, you know, I'm a little old, so explain it to me like, you know, I guess maybe if I've never even heard of AI before, how does it all work?
Basically, it's a language model, right? So we understand from your answer in the last few years, what are your policies? What is the vibe of the company? Mm. And all of that elements.
Are you saying it scrapes all the messages I've had in my management?
It's API, so there is no scraping over there. But basically, it will understand how you approach, what are your policies, and based upon that, will answer back to a guest that is asking a question in a much faster speed, in any language like that the customer will talk with him. So if he's spoken with him Chinese, we can answer in Chinese. It will also see like where the guy is coming from. So somebody from Portugal will have different habits from somebody from United States. So also modified on that, it will, so yeah.
This episode of the Short-Term Management Show is brought to you by Short-Term Rental Long-Term Wealth. This is the book in the STR space, written by my lovely wife, Avery Carl. It has hundreds of reviews on Amazon, and it will teach you literally everything you need to know about STR. Short-Term Rental Long-Term Wealth, the book, wherever books are sold. Interesting. Okay, so rather than paying somebody to go read through all my messages for the past 3 years, I can just use Boom and it will do all that for me. Are we very confident? Obviously, you're the owner of the company. You're not going to say no, but that it's going to do, you know, make sure it says the right thing to get me good reviews?
100%. And not only that, we are using business intelligence in order to show you the difference, meaning you have like your own salesperson compared to the AI person. And by that, we can measure like how quick basically the actual human compared to the AI, what's the ratio of closing, let's say, sales between them. So we give you a full view of the differences in order to build confidence. You know, when you drive with your car on the highway and all of a sudden you see like a police car, what's the first thing that you do?
Yeah, slam on the brakes.
And after it, what do you do?
I don't know.
Look at the dashboard to see the speed that you're at, yeah. Right? So it's the same thing. Is how can I create visualization of data? And that's what we're doing with BI in order to create a confidence in what you're doing.
Okay, great. So now a lot of these management softwares have AI built into them. I would assume yours is a lot more heavy duty than what, you know, like built into like a hospitable already has there for me. What's the benefit of Boom versus, you know, the native integrated AI?
I didn't understand completely the question. If you can ask again, sorry.
Yeah, so like if I'm using Hospitable or Guesty or OwnerRes, they already have AI auto messages built into the property management software. So I would assume yours is like, you know, a more heavy duty version of that, like a better version of that. What's the difference exactly?
That when you touch one element, you don't touch everything. Meaning, let's take you. If I want to answer a question instead of you, I need to know where did you grow at? Like, who are your parents? What is your relationship? Like, I'm not sure if you married or not. How is your relationship with your wife, with your kids, with your outside environment in order to give an answer? Meaning, if I want to answer really like you, meaning if I want to answer to a guest that want to do an early check-in, I need to go to the task management, see that they don't have any mission that needs to be done as for fixing a stove, fixing like the shower, right? And then I need to go and see if I have allowed a late checkout or if they finish the cleaning. And then I will be able to allow it, meaning I need to move in between different systems in order to give you the answer. And nobody right now is doing it in the industry except of Boom.
Wonderful. That's great. Yeah. So I like the fact that it's scrape. You didn't like that word. I don't know. I don't know anything about tech. but you know, it goes back through all my messages, because when you hire a VA or hire somebody to do your messages for you, that's the first thing you do is say, hey, go back, read all my messages from the past 3 years and learn how we like to do things around here. What does it cost?
It depends. It depends on the solution that you pick, because it's a modular solution, so it can go from $15 to $40 per property.
Okay, so pretty inexpensive, a lot cheaper than a human.
Yeah, much, much cheaper than a human. And then we are creating the AI that sit on top. So for the customer support, it will be $10 per property, let's say. Customer support agent.
What's the website again? Boom.
Boomnow.com.
Not boomnow.com. Okay, cool. Where do you see the future of vacation rentals in general?
I think we'll have an awesome future. I think that what Boom coming to offer to the market is to take the cost down of actually managing a management company of all of the online aspect of it, meaning our point is to change the workforce in customer support, sales, bookkeeping, dispatching, and so on and so on, like in the online operation. And by that, give an ability to touch the customer more. Meaning my philosophy is that I'm not there up until you want me there. And when you want me there, I want to be a second after you want me over there in order to help you as a tourist or to touch point with you. So I think a really good technology allowing us to give more care to the tourists actually coming to our properties.
I noticed you have integrations with Minute and Slack. And how does it work with like a Minute?
In your element of like noise sensors, and so let's say you have like a noise in the house, you want like the guests to be notified, you want to open a task to your mission, to your people, in order to monitor the property, to look at the cameras and to contact the guests, you want your security to be alarmed. So look at it as ability to control your company, right? And to understand what's going on in the houses. So once something is happened, then team is being notified, missions are being created, and a minute also check humidity in the house. A lot of time when people leaving like the door open, it will create that, and also element of controlling the spend of electricity and by tracking all of that.
And Boom will automatically respond to guests based on what Minute is telling it?
Yeah.
Fascinating. So then let's say I got my whole team's on Slack. Then it can also communicate with my team and say, hey, the guests are being really loud. We're going to send a...
Not only that, like we have Slack automation, but we have also task management automation. So if you're working on fully on Boom, it will open already a service call to your team to take action.
Okay.
And if they're not answering on time, they will it will send a reminder after a certain period of time to make sure that they're on top of their stuff.
Fascinating. This is all way above my head, man. I'm too old for this, to be honest. I just don't quite understand it all. But it makes a lot of sense. I have to assume that this is happening in all aspects of life, right? Are we doing a heavy duty AI in car sales and every other part of the world that I'm not aware of?
So listen, it's a new technology. It's the biggest disruption that the humankind have ever seen. So if you will take a look, people used to be farmers. Then you had the Industrial Revolution, which in the Industrial Revolution, we changed a lot of aspects. People moved into offices and you had computing that make us much faster. Then you had internet that help us learn much faster and to be much more globalized. And now we are in the biggest disruption ever, because the day-to-day work is not going to be done by us. So you will see it in any aspect of life.
Fascinating. Yeah, I don't know. I definitely have a little bit of that element, like you can't replace a human, but I'm probably wrong. I don't know, because a lot of the humans I know are fairly, could try a little harder. But the whole thing is absolutely fascinating. So in other words, if I have, let's say I've got 10 properties and I own them and I'm sick and tired of dealing with toilets and sinks and toilet paper and soap, I can just sign up for Boom, connect it to my property management software, and it will respond to these guests for me.
Okay, so when we're looking at vacation rental management, you manage like 10 homes. So let's split it into two. You have the online, meaning everything that you are communicating, bookkeeping, sales, all of that elements. And you have the legs on ground. Legs on ground, meaning you need to maintain your property, you need to clean your property, you need to make sure that the landscaper was doing a good job, that the pool guy was doing a good job. So the element of legs on ground, Boom doesn't touch. You will still have to do it. Mm-hmm. What we are touching is all of the online aspect of it and with a connection to the ground through task management.
Okay, great. Wonderful. Anything else I need to know?
Not sure. Looks like we are covering a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Wonderful. It's great stuff. I get it, man. You know, everybody wants to know, you know, when is it time? Most of the people that come through my podcast are doing it themselves, you know, so they get to a point where they want to hire somebody to help them with this stuff. And instead they can just hire Boom. That sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, definitely. They can use Boom in order to create a lot of like the hassle away from them, right? Like if you have like customer support that answering instead of you, then you don't need to, you know how annoying it is when you have a dinner with your wife and all of a sudden somebody is starting to ask you all of that question. So it's really like it adds up and you never know when it will come. So our point is to give freedom to this kind of people that are doing that.
Yeah. Yep. Wonderful. Okay, man. Well, listen, I appreciate you coming in. And how do we find you?
You can find me on LinkedIn, Shachar Goldboim. And you can find us on boomnow.com.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for your time, brother. And we'll see you soon.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
My pleasure. Bye now.